Garage, a new drama for Penison FM, written by Steve Dobson.
What are you doing, love?
To what, Doris?
To the car, Percy.
Me? Nothing.
Then why is it making all those funny noises?
Eh?
Why is it going really fast and then ultra slow?
How do I know? I'm not a mechanic.
I know that, love.
What?
Well, you're useless as a mechanic and most other things.
No, I'm not.
Name one thing that you're good at.
Go on. I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're good at that. Thinking, not doing.
I was always taught, think first, act later.
Trouble is, thinking is all you do.
Snot.
It is. I've asked you to paint the kitchen.
I will do.
When?
Next month.
You've been saying next month since I first started asking you. When we moved into the house, 14 years ago.
Stop nagging me. It takes time.
Takes you time. Everyone else just gets on with it.
Pshah.
What is wrong with this car?
How should I know? I'm not a...
A mechanic, yeah, we've already established that.
Well, luckily, there is a mechanic just around the corner.
Not that big garage on High Street.
That's the one.
Nah, that's expensive, that. Cost a fortune.
Really?
Yeah, your mate can do it.
Oh, Trev?
Yeah, Trev.
Last time Trev looked at a car, it was a Model T Ford.
No, he's good as Trev. I trust him.
He's good with cars?
Yeah, of course he is. Got certificates and everything.
It was a CSE in art, wasn't it?
No, mechanics and stuff.
Stuff? That'll be dead handy when it comes to fixing the car.
Believe me, he's good. Better than you anyway.
Wouldn't take much. Oh, go on then. Take it to him.
He's got a garage just along here. Get it fixed in a jiffy.
She'll get you fixed, you old battle axe.
Sorry? What was that?
Nothing, dear.
Oh, look, here's Trev's place now.
What? Where? You mean that old cow shed? With weeds growing under the door and tumbleweed blowing outside?
Oh, you do exaggerate, Percy. It's traditional. A wooden garage building. It's been going for years.
By the look of it, he went long ago.
No, he still tinkers with cars. Look, he's there, just inside.
Tinkers? We don't want a tinker, we want a proper mechanic.
Trev! Trev!
Hiya, mate.
Hello, Paul.
Percy.
Oh, that's right, Percy. How you doing?
Not bad, Trev. Look, I brought the wife's car in.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was her first car. She's sentimentally attached to it. What do you think?
The car? Well, if you're selling, I'll give you 50 quid.
50? No, we're not selling it. Just needs some work.
It needs a miracle, mate. What's that on the bonnet holding the headlight on? Masking tape?
Duct tape. Brilliant stuff.
And you've no mirrors?
Who needs them? Never look back. That's what I always say.
He's an idiot.
And the exhaust is blowing.
She likes that. Makes a fantastic sound, she says. Like a sports car.
More like an Austin Allegro with a bad cough, I'd say.
Can you fix it then?
The exhaust? Aye. Costs more than the car's worth, though.
Oh, and the engine keeps getting faster and slower.
Have you had your foot on the accelerator?
Yes.
That's why it goes faster. And the brake?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be why it's going slower. Problem solved.
No, it keeps doing it even when I'm not touching the pedal.
Oh, let's have a look then. Open the front bit.
The bonnet, you mean?
Oh, is that what they call it? Aye. Yeah.
What? What do you see?
It's got an engine.
Yeah. It's got a 2.35-gallon quadrifiliac fuel suggestion system and 3,000 horses power.
You what? That's total rubbish. Who told you that?
You did, when you sold us the car.
Did I? Well, it must be right then.
What's wrong?
That there, I don't like the look of that.
What?
That air filter there.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing wrong with it. Just don't like the look of it. Oh, mate.
What now?
That brake pedal shift interlock actuator. It's in the wrong place.
Why? Where should it be, Trev?
Inside the cabin. On your automatic transmission selector lever.
It's not an automatic, Trev.
Well, that's what's wrong then.
What about the exhaust pipe?
It's blown.
I know it's blown. Makes a great noise when I drive.
Needs a new one.
How much?
Well, they come in one piece with catalytic converter, two silencers, centre quart pipe, stainless steel expanding rubber grommets, mistake manifolds, heat shields, rubber rings, throttle positive sensor, larder reaver front place, full inertia switch, a Vauxhallian halogen roll bar, granola grips, Austinish Maxin particles, sign organiser, Sinclair C3PO and a Victoria sponge molecule wrapper.
Ooh, that sounds complicated. Can it be fixed?
Yeah, anything can be fixed.
What will it cost?
How much have you got?
I've got a credit card and it's got £5,000 limit.
You'll need it.
We're not paying it.
What?
What?
We're not paying. The car's worth £50, you said. How much will the repairs cost?
Well, it's going to be...
Come on.
I'm thinking.
Oh, not another one. Think faster.
All in all?
Yes, top to toe, head to foot, engine block to exhaust.
About £4,500.
How much?
Plus VAT.
So, a lot?
Financially, yes. But you said it had sentimental value, didn't you? Your first car.
I'm not that sentimental.
How much is it worth in bits?
Bits?
Yes, bits. Parts. If we sell it on eBay.
I'll give you £50.
Puh, I bet the wheels are worth that.
I suppose.
Headlamps?
£20.
Seats?
£150.
Steering wheel?
£30.
Mirror?
Behave. Gearbox?
£100.
Engine?
£300.
Radiator?
£40.
Radio?
£120.
Pardon?
It's an antique. Bet it still gets the BBC Light programme, doesn't it?
So in total, that's £760.
You're good at maths, missus.
Better than him. So if we sell the car in pieces, we'll get £760, Percy.
More. Because we could sell the body parts and chassis to a scrappy.
That's brilliant, love. You are brilliant.
Yes, and that's why you married me.
Was that why? I forget. So where now, Percy?
Home, eBay. If we make enough cash, we can buy a new car, can't we? Bye, Trev. Thanks for the estimate, but I think we'll politely decline.
Sure you won't change your mind?
Not flipping likely. New car, here we come. Trev, how much did you say you'd give us for the car?
£25 now. It's a non-runner.
Tumbleby Garage was written by Steve Dobson and performed by Ann Dobson, Keith Barner and Brian Robinson. Technical direction from Brian Robinson. Produced by Steve Dobson for Peniston FM.